one burn into flames.
Freedom! It's Friday, finally. My goodness, everybody. Happy Friday, everyone. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Every Friday now feels like an accomplishment. I don't know about you, but like I get to Friday and I'm like, okay, we made it. I know it's only been 3 weeks of Trump 2.0, but again, I think we got to celebrate the little things, everybody. I am super excited. I got Corey with me in the booth today. I got my senior producer, Jamie, listening in because it's happening today. Finally, after weeks of anticipation, we are going to debut the Ask Maggie segment where you get to ask me anything you want. Literally anything you want. And basically up to the whim of both Jamie and Corey today, I will either have 30 or 60 seconds to answer. We thought we were going to go with 90. We tried it out the other day, folks, just a little test run. Because, you know, we like to be ready for each of you. And we decided 90 seconds, far too long to let me blather on. I do too much of that unlimited blathering every day. So 30 or 60 seconds to answer your questions. You can start sending those in via text 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. But we prefer it if you email them in. And folks, if you have been trying to email us, I will just say, I'm sorry. We had a little box checked in the email account that shouldn't have been checked. We've sorted that out now. So now you actually can email us your questions at askmaggie@civicmedia.us. askmaggie@civicmedia.us. Jamie's keeping track of those. We got a whole hopper of great questions for you to kick off this fabulous segment today at 3 p.m. And of course, because it is finally Friday, I am joined at 3:30 by the always fabulous Terry Barr for What's Good Local and Overlooked in Wisconsin. And I've got another special guest joining me before the end of this half hour. She's a Milwaukee County Board Supervisor, and she's doing something about texting and driving. Do you have a teenage kid? Are you freaked out that they've got their learner's permit? Especially because they tend to, text while they drive? Do you text and drive? Do you want to break this habit? Was that one of your New Year's resolutions? This Milwaukee County Board Supervisor has got a solution. You're going to want to check that out. She's going to join me before the end of this half hour. But as I have been now wont to do, I have begun each show most recently with a few quick things. I'm doing this because it seems like there are always a lot of things that are happening. So today, here are my few quick things. Let's jump right in. First of all, Children's Wisconsin, a hospital that treated me when I had meningitis and nearly died when I was a kid, a crown jewel in Wisconsin, something that every parent that's had a kid that has struggled with serious illness or disease here in southeastern Wisconsin and across the state, we absolutely adore Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. They announced today that they are pausing children's transgender care, a blow, I know, to families and children who have desperately been seeking this care, who are afraid that it is now going to evaporate, and indeed that happening right before our eyes here in Wisconsin. Secondly, on the plus side of the ledger today, Megan Wolf, SCOWE, the Supreme Court of Wisconsin, declaring Megan Wolf, the executive director of the Wisconsin Election Commission, she's going to stay in her job. Yes, Wisconsin Supreme Court handing down that decision today. Of course, I am your lady lawyer and economist here on these airwaves. I'm going to break that decision down for you. I'm going to do a deep dive sometime next week, still sorting out the schedule as we got a bunch of cool things cooking for you next week here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Thing number three, this is also on the plus side of the ledger, I shall say, Sterling Sharp. Everybody who loves the Packers knows about Sterling Sharp. He's a good-looking feller, isn't he? Sterling Sharp, he is making the NFL Hall of Fame. He had a short but pretty spectacular career. I was really excited to see that news. Again, with the ramp-up to the Super Bowl this Sunday, some fun Packers news. On the negative side of the ledger, thing number four this afternoon, hundreds of dead birds are found along the shores of Lake Michigan. This has caused the Milwaukee County Zoo to close its aviary. They are trying to protect their bird species at the Milwaukee County Zoo. I mention this not just because of the tragedy, not just because It's like, hey, how are those egg prices doing? Real good. Okay. Not just because of those things, but because I wanted to emphasize how much I absolutely love the Milwaukee County Zoo. I'm a zoo pass holder every year. I love going there just to have lunch, hang out, take a nice little walk. But one of my favorite all-time exhibits at the Milwaukee County Zoo is the aviary. I don't know why, everybody, but especially if there aren't a lot of people in there, if I go, you know, on a weekday afternoon when I'm not here with you, I can just hang out in the aviary and it brings me almost like instant peacefulness. You listen to the birds flying around. They've got butterflies in there. It's just so amazing. Some incredibly exotic bird species. It's just really a beautiful, restful, peaceful place. So a little sad to see that closing, at least temporarily now, as the zoo here in Milwaukee County tries to protect its bird species from the bird flu. Thing number five, this one, again, I will be talking about more next week because, whoa, apparently a secret United Kingdom order has demanded that Apple allow access to all Apple customer cloud content worldwide. We're talking about the end-to-end encrypted stuff. Yeah, they're demanding access to that. All of it, not just for British citizens, not just data that is housed or somehow sitused out of Britain. No, no, no. All of it. Worldwide. And I ask you, does this seem like a good idea? I mean, we got Elon Musk mucking about the trillion-dollar payment systems here in the United States government, accessing all of our government employees' sensitive information, you know, running one of the world's foremost communication platforms. He's the richest guy in the world. He's building penis rockets to the moon. We use his satellites. He's got $15 billion in government contracts. You think you... And Kash Patel is going to be the FBI director. You think it's a good idea for governments to be able to seize basically all of our data and use it for... I don't know, presumably just very benign purposes. That one's got me pretty tuned up. I'm going to put that in the negative column here, folks. That is thing number five. And thing number six, the JFK files are supposed to come out today. Does anyone think is there going to be some big reveal? Lee Harvey Oswald actually was acting under the direction of a foreign government or the CIA. It was a big conspiracy. But the JFK files are dropping. At least they're supposed to drop. This was one of Trump's executive orders. The RFK files, MLK coming, I think, in 30 days. We'll see if it actually happens. Pretty fascinating. I've also heard there's been some leaks, people claiming that it's mostly tax records, which I find very governmental, if you know what I'm saying. Like, oh, yawn. And we all thought it was going to be some big whodunit. Turns out it's, you know, your 1099 and such. Anyways, those are my six quick things kicking us off on this Friday afternoon. Folks, if you want to join this great conversation, you can do so by calling or texting 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. I also want to share with you, we are pretty pumped, very pumped here. We just booked Congressional Representative for the great state of Wisconsin, Mark Pocan, is going to join this show, The Maggie Dawn Show, next Wednesday, this coming Wednesday at 3:30. Now, that's usually when we do the Over the Hump and Trump segment, take a little pause for politics. Nope, this coming Wednesday, we're going to dive right into all of the political. Why is it so important to talk with Representative Pocan? Well, he is the congressman that introduced, along with some of his colleagues, a bill called the Elon Act, which basically is the Democrats' endeavor to, I don't know, stop an unelected foreign-born billionaire that's never been nominated or confirmed from basically usurping all of Congress's powers and doing God knows what in our country's most sensitive systems. Yeah, so the Elon Act, I cannot wait to talk with Congressman Pocan about that. Now, when we come back after our very next break, which is a brief one, you're not going to want to go anywhere, we're going to be bringing out this Milwaukee County supervisor who's going to tell us how you can help keep your teenage, just got their learner permit kids from texting while driving, the thing that is a menace for everyone on the road. Don't you just hate it? It's now a thing where you're sitting at the red lights, right? And the light turns green and you're trying to find your patient place, and you're waiting, and you're waiting, and you know what they're doing, because you can see their head is down in front. They're texting, and they're not looking up. That is the least of our problems with the texting and driving. Again, we got a Milwaukee County Board supervisor coming on to tell you all about it. I also am really excited to share with you that I'm going to be talking about some women's basketball a little later this show. UCLA women's basketball is undefeated this season. And by the way, how the heck did UCLA end up in the Big Ten? Is that a little bit of a head scratcher for you two? We're going to talk about a little bit of women's collegiate basketball hoops action. And there might be a little story about my old husband athletic days, you know, filtered in there somewhere. So we got a great show planned for you. You're going to want to keep it locked all afternoon. My name is Maggie Dawn, your friendly lawyer lady, your friendly economist right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, where you can catch me every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. Now, if watching is more your jam, don't worry. Civic Media has got you covered. We got our own YouTube channel. Just put in the little search bubble, Civic Media. You'll pop up. You can watch me there, or you can watch me on Instagram, the Twit, and what's the other one? Oh, yes, the Book of Faces. Just look for at Maggie Dawn Show. You can watch us there and comment. Again, we've got Supervisor Sky Capriolo joining us about how to stop the texting and driving problem after these brief messages right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.